cry. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Change. Change. There is nothing so terrifying as change. The disruption that swallows your peace. Uncomfortable. Unwelcome. Uninvited. The disruption that swallows your peace. There is nothing so terrifying as change. So why even change? Why change your mind? Why change your heart? Why change your course? Why change at all? They held each other, two women, one embrace, gentle arms encircling each other, leaning their weight on one another. Their bodies covered in the shadow of evening and the darkness of their cloaks and head coverings. Layers of coarse fabric in the dark tones of death and mourning, black, gray, deepest blue. They were still. Everything was still. The fire, cold, reduced to soot and ashes. The only movement, that heavy, deliberate breathing of two bodies trying to calm this chaos within. A sudden shudder rippled through the older woman, a sob, as fresh tears flowed from her eyes. And the younger woman responded by pulling her closer, holding her tighter, deepening their embrace, wishing only to somehow squeeze out that sorrow and bitterness that had taken root deep in her rib cage and pooled in her lungs and was threatening to overwhelm the body of this poor older woman. They held each other, two women, mother, daughter, two women alone. They were all the other had. The warmth and safety and tenderness of a husband's embrace gone. The joy of shared laughter and smiles between a whole family, complete with mother, daughter, father, son, gone. The certainty of a life with steady rhythms where every member of the family played their particular part, each a piece of the whole, gone. All that remained, two women, two pieces of a broken family. The older woman suddenly pulled away, breaking the embrace, and she stared into the eyes of her daughter-in-law. Before her was the face of a woman so young, so new, the face of a woman untarnished by the labors of living life, the face of a woman with so many possibilities, so many dreams. The older woman gingerly cupped her daughter's face in her hands. See, she wanted her to stay. She wanted her to remain by her side. She did not want to lose this final piece of her heart. But she'd lived her life. She was old. She had nothing to offer except the company of an old woman made bitter by her grief and despair. She had nothing to offer. "Why should you go on with me?" Naomi said. "Can I still give birth to a son who would grow up to be your husband?" "No, my daughter. Go home to your parents' house, to the house of your birth. For I'm too old to marry again. And even if I could get married this night and bear a son, would you wait for him to grow up so you could marry him? No. No. Go home. There are far more bitter things for me than for you. For the Lord has raised his fist against me, not you. Go home. Go home. Those words rushed from Naomi's lips. She wanted her daughter-in-law, Ruth, to stay. She wanted Ruth to remain by her side. She did not want to lose this final piece of her broken heart. But Naomi was returning to the homeland of her people, to the place where she grew up, where she would live out the remainder of her days, a lonely old woman, and she would not force that life on Ruth. There was nothing for her daughter-in-law in Israel. Naomi could not give Ruth the safety and devotion of a husband. She could not give Ruth the joy of raising children and motherhood. Naomi would not force Ruth to sacrifice a life of fulfillment and purpose just to stay with her. Ruth had to go home to the land of her birth parents, where the hope of a future could become a reality. Naomi, she breathed a sigh of resignation, her hands falling limp to her sides, her shoulders crouched forward. She cast her eyes downward to keep from staring into the tearful eyes of Ruth. Ruth had to leave, no matter how deeply Naomi desired her to stay. She had to go. Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Ruth spoke. Her voice was confident and unwavering. She reached forward to grip Naomi's hand, forcing the older woman to look into her eyes. Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people, they'll be my people. And your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if anything but death separates you from me. Change. There's nothing so terrifying as change. It's uncomfortable, unwelcome, uninvited. There's nothing so terrifying as change. So why change? Why change your mind? Why change your heart? Why change your course? We change because of the one who is inviting us to change. For a woman in the ancient world, in that part we call the Middle East or the Near East, your life revolved around your husband and your children. A young woman grew into adulthood with the expectation of marriage and raising a family. She learned from a young age from her mother and the women in her family how to perform these sacred tasks. Wife and mother were roles that granted her prestige and purpose, honor and value. Do we really realize what Ruth was willing to sacrifice to go with Naomi? Ruth should have gone home. It was there among her relatives that Ruth was almost guaranteed the opportunity to get married again, to manage her own home, to have children, to be seen as a woman of worth in her community. There were no guarantees in Israel. In a land that wasn't Ruth's home, among people that were strange to her and foreign with different customs, people that would look at Ruth and see her as a foreigner and an outsider, there were no guarantees in that place. So why would Ruth choose this path where everything about her life was going to change? Why would Ruth choose to change and be a foreigner in a new land among strangers, worshiping a God she didn't fully understand, devoting herself to a woman who could give her nothing? Why would Ruth choose to leave behind what was comfortable, stable, secure, and embrace such drastic change? Why change your mind? Why change your heart? Why change your course? We change because of the one who is inviting us to change. See, Ruth embraces change because of Naomi. Ruth sacrifices because of Naomi. So great is her love and devotion for this woman that Ruth believes that a relationship with Naomi is worth losing all of those other things. Relationship with Naomi is worth it. Being with her is worth it. We change because of our love for the one who is leading us, calling us to change our minds, change our hearts, change our course. We sacrifice, we let go, we move on, we are transformed, we do things differently because of the one who is asking, who is inviting, who is calling us into relationship that will mean that everything will change. In this family, in this church, we're in a season of change and transition. We're launching a campus ministry this week. We're looking for a new minister. We're welcoming new members into our family. This is an incredible season of change. And in our personal lives, the fall, school starts. You're going to a new school. You're building new relationships. College is starting. New careers are forming. Everything is changing. We're saturated in so many uncertainties. And I think it's so easy for us to become overwhelmed by these external shifts and ebbs and flows that disrupt our peace, that we forget that there are changes right now, today, that God is asking us to embrace inside. Are there pieces of your character that are desperate to become more like Christ? Are there relationships in your life that are desperate for reconciliation? Are there gifts and abilities that are desperate to be used in the kingdom, but that you're keeping close, silent? Are you silent when God is inviting you to speak? Are you angry when God is inviting you to show compassion? Are you afraid when God is asking you to dream? We change because of the one who is inviting us to change. We change because of our love for God Himself, who is inviting us into something new. It is God who is asking today. It is God who is inviting. And the beautiful thing is that when God wants to make changes in us, He will make them. He will do the work. Through the power of His Spirit, He will change us. He will transform us. So the only question that remains is, will you let Him? Because God doesn't just come in and push his way into our hearts. He wants you to give him consent to see all the darkest parts of you, to see all the beautiful parts of you, and to pursue a life with God. And that means change. That means going to a land that we don't yet know, to places and people that we don't yet know or understand. So today, God is just asking for an invitation from you to come into your life and into your heart, to help you change your mind. Will you let him? Will you let him? We're going to have a time where you can come forward, and if there's something that you'd like to share with the congregation, we are more than ready and willing to pray for you. But I do want to challenge us during this time as we sing our song together, that if there are changes that you want to make, let God see them. Hold them before him. And let him enter your heart and your life. Let's stand together.